This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's now 7 after the hour, the continuation of the Thursday, the 15th. The Ides of February are upon us. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and it wasn't at the end of the day something, the Valentine aspect to the day wasn't what a lot of people were talking about. You can follow us at DJV Show here today. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, along with Doug Steffen, presenting the trending story. I'm wrestling with this because, as Victoria and I were just talking about off the air, this is something, these events are not something that we, you can talk about them, but that's all we're doing, is talking about them. Nothing happens after these things occur. So the fact that there are 17 people dead, this teenager opens up fire at the school in Parkland, Florida, the fact that there are 14 people wounded, there are at least a half a dozen of those with life-threatening injuries, an AR-15-style weapon was used. Where did this kid get? What becomes of the conversation? I guess that's, you know, whether I'm criticized sometimes by folks who are listening because I don't talk. What are you going to say? What is there about this that... So the kid was expelled because he was a discipline problem. All right? His name is Nicholas Cruz, and he concealed himself in a crowd, actually, that was leaving or fleeing when he started shooting things up. And the folks who knew him described him as troubled. He loved to show off his firearms. Bragged about killing animals, whose mother resorted to calling the police to have them come to their home to try to talk some sense into him. They didn't talk sense into a kid like this. The kid's mentally deranged. He's not capable of dealing with the real world for whatever the reason. I'd be very interested to know how much of the violent video games he was exposed to as a kid growing up. And frankly, it reminds me of some of the scenes in the movie 1517 to Paris, if you haven't seen it. One of the problems that are highlighted in the young ages, the three who grow up to be friends and they go into the service and they save this train from being attacked by a terrorist, they were pretty bad kids in school. They were disruptive. The principal thought that they were maladjusted. One of them he had taken away from the mother and given to the father, so that the father could take care of him. I see some similarities here between those youngsters who were ne'er-do-wells as they were growing up and then what they became once they went into the service. Maybe the thing with this kid is that he should have gone into the service. I don't know, because I'm just going to sit here and speculate. We know what the facts are, and you can get those by watching or listening to the newscast, but talking about it, it's just the same damn gun discussion. We have too many guns and too many people who are focused on shooting and killing things. So this kid gets kicked out of school any number of times for the kind of stuff that we were just describing. And the kids in the movie 1517 to Paris, same thing. They get kicked out of school because they were doing things that was crazy, or that the principal at least thought that they were doing things that were not desirable. They didn't get angry. They didn't shoot things up. They just went into the service trying to make something of themselves. But he, this youngster, was listed as a potential threat because he always had a backpack on campus, and they wondered about that. So, all right, the governor and his stupid, pedantic explanation says, this kid is absolutely pure evil. Okay, yeah, that's good, Governor. So what are you going to do about others who are disturbed or have a problem now that this has happened there? What are other governors going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. Because nothing has been done. This stuff's been going on for 2 decades, if not longer. When did Columbine take place? We had the same conversation the last time there was a shootout.
This is already in 2018. I think this is already the 4th mass shooting.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah,
but I think really yeah, you know, I'm vehemently opposed to guns, but this to me is a mental illness discussion.
And it is.
This is and this has happened before, where we talk about mental illness being ignored, not being properly addressed. The mother calling the using the police to discipline her kid, that's ridiculous. She should have known.
No father at home again. Another one of those circumstances. No kid.
Maybe, you know. Yes, but the mother should have known, if I'm calling the police to have my son disciplined, obviously there's something seriously wrong with him. And why isn't there, and I don't even know, maybe the school did try to get him into some sort of therapy. But why are we, as a country, why are we still, for whatever reason, reticent to address mental illness and to talk about going to therapy and different things that need to be done when there's clearly a mental problem here at play? That to me, I think, is really the larger problem that we just don't discuss enough.
And it just makes me wonder what actually shows up in background checks that, you know, gun stores get to look at, because obviously the school that he went to knew he was a threat. I mean, they didn't want him to come on campus after he was expelled with a backpack, because kids knew he had a habit of having guns with him and showing off his guns. And he obviously, I mean, the kid pulled the fire alarm at the school to get kids to come out in the hallway so he could shoot them. That's why there were crowds of people around. So he had planned it. I don't understand. If everyone knew, and the police had been called on this kid multiple times, if everyone knew that he was a threat and he was an issue, does anything get recorded?
If he's a minor, was a minor, right? He was only 17?
He was 19 at this point.
But at that point, there's nothing. If you get kicked out of high school because you're a discipline problem, if you're not doing anything illegal, there's nothing that anyone can report to any agency, and there's nothing that would show up in a background check.
I think we maybe need to really reconsider that, considering how often this is happening at high schools by high school students. If we can't keep track of anything that minors do.
Well, it's against the law to do a lot of the stuff that you're suggesting. The privacy laws, all this other stuff.
I know, but I think we have to figure something out.
Well, who's going to take the lead here? Who's going to figure it out? Where's the leadership?
It's a great question. That's a great question, because we all ask these things as citizens, and to me, I don't understand, and I'm not a parent yet, but I don't understand. I am terrified of the idea. When you think about it, every day that parents send their kids to school and this kind of stuff keeps happening, how do you do that as a parent? And I genuinely ask that. When your grandson in a couple of years goes to kindergarten, how this could happen at any school. And I've been saying for a long time, I live in New York City, and a lot of people want to, you know, take shots at New York City public schools, but none of this ever happens because there's a guard with a gun and a metal detector in front of every New York City public school. There has never been a shooting like this in the history of New York City. It doesn't exist. And everybody goes, oh, I don't want to live in that kind of world. Well, what kind of world do you want to live in then? This is the option. This is the alternative. I'd put a guard and a metal detector in front of my kid's school, no problem. This kid never would have gotten into the school had that been there.
And that was one of the most heartbreaking quotes that I read, was there was a parent, and her daughter survived, luckily, but apparently her daughter has been telling her for months and months that she wants to be homeschooled because she's so terrified of this happening, and now it happens at her school. And I'm going to say, I went to a very large college. I went to University of Maryland. There's at least 26,000 undergrads, and it's a huge campus, and I will tell you that walking around that campus, especially after Virginia Tech, I thought on a regular basis of what I would do if someone came on the campus with a gun and I was around, where I would hide, where the best place to go is, who you call, what you do. And I think the fact that now this has overcome the importance of education and safety at schools in our country. It's just, so, I mean, that has to be a wake-up call.
The system is so broken. The system is so bad. The system is so out of control. Maybe Victoria has the right approach. I'm just trying to think. Kara, call Richie on the phone. His brother is a policeman at a school in Washington. I want to see if Washington if all the schools in Washington have guards, that is, police officers with guns in them, and if this sort of thing, I'm trying to remember in the back of my mind, it doesn't seem to me in Washington proper this sort of thing has happened either in recent memory. And you're closer to it because that's where you are.
I think you're right,
you
Doug, because the last time this happened, I looked it up and went through the whole list on Wikipedia of every school shooting since Columbine. And Washington, D.C. did not come up on the list. It's in Virginia did, suburbs of Washington.
Remember anything like this happening in Boston?
Yeah, New York City doesn't exist. It's just
is it California and Florida? Is that well? I mean, the Western states.
It's Western states. It's California.
Southeastern states.
Yeah, it was more rural areas. It was that's where the list came.
Rich McFadden has been an important part of all my broadcast years here. Your brother is a police officer at a high school in Washington. And we were just talking about whether the fact that he's there, there's a rough and tumble school, are there police in every high school and is or other schools? Is that the reason Washington doesn't have any of these numbers?
Well, I think the reason Washington doesn't have any of these numbers is because in those rough and tumble schools, there are cops in every school. My brother has taken guns away from kids in school, and those kids have been expelled. I remember one case where he had a very good kid who was a good student who was threatened, brought a gun to school, and that was it. The rule is the rule, and once he broke it, he was expelled. Mm-hmm. And it was a sad case because this kid was doing very well. But, there is no bringing guns to school in D.C. That's it.
Is that the reason there's none of this kind of stuff going on, and is that the resolve for everywhere?
I don't understand what you mean, none of this stuff going on. If somebody just walks up to a school with a gun, it has nothing to do with whether they're able to get into schools or not with them.
It has everything to do with that, Rich. That's what we're talking about. The difference is getting into the school versus being outside. Yes, you could say you could wait outside the school and you can shoot kids coming out of school. That's not how this happens, though. These school shootings, these shooters are in the school. And we're talking about the type of security that New York City public schools have. These mass shootings do not exist in New York City because you can't get into the school without going past an armed cop and a metal detector. We're assuming that in D.C., it would probably be the same.
Is locked down, and it would not keep somebody who really wanted to get in there from getting in with a gun. They could certainly wait until the door gets propped open and then walk in and start shooting. So, okay, so now you have to have an armed militia outside every single school. Mm-hmm. That's not the America I want to live in.
No, it's not the right solution either.
Not only need a militia, but look, then why isn't it happening in New York City where every kid seems to have a gun? You know, it's like guns are easy to get in New York City, but they're not happening in the schools. It's just not happening. So there's got to be something that New York City's doing that's right.
Well, as a country,
it's the drugs.
It's whatever it is. It's out of control. We have become a second-rate country because of stuff like this in many ways. This is not. You can look at the rest of the world and say, okay, point to this and point to that, and how is it being dealt with? We're growing. There's too much technology. There's too much access to information. It's too easy, and then it's easy to point fingers. It's easy to get a lot of this stuff that's disturbing. Or causes disturbances, and the mindset of people when they play these horrible games. I mean, what do you do to legislate that? Are we just going to get to a point where everything will just crumble because there is either rights and laws and the access to information? People say to me, why don't you talk about it? What am I going to talk about? We just had a conversation, but is there anything new there? Thanks, Richie. 21 after the hour, Victoria, Doug, Kara on the DJV show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped to town for a satellite dish. Tied it to the top of my...
All right, let's do the TV report. 23 and change after the hour here on the DJV report. So Frankie and Grace, or I guess the other way around,
Grace,
right?
And
Grace and Frankie.
Yeah, some great news. Grace and Frankie has been renewed for season 5. Netflix announced that Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Martin Sheen, and Sam Waterston will return for another season, starting, that will debut in 2019. In addition, they're kind of mixing it up a bit. RuPaul is going to join the cast as a guest star in the next season. He'll be playing a character named Benjamin Lede. He'll be a formidable and quick-witted adversary who faces off with Grace and Frankie. So the show just keeps getting better. And so
how many episodes do they do at a time?
Is it only 8 or 10?
10 of them?
Maybe 12. 12 or 13. Yeah, it might be 13.
And
but they release them all.
Even,
That's the problem. Everybody binges it so quickly, and then you're just left waiting another year.
It's like Hall of Cards. House of Cards, same kind of thing happened with that. You watch it all, and then, what's next?
Yeah, exactly. And then then you want more. And this season actually ended on a cliffhanger. So they Grace and Frankie have lost their house. And so I have a feeling that RuPaul's character will be the guy who actually bought the house. And so they'll be fighting to get their house back. That's my guess.
All right. So what's on tonight?
Well, more of the Olympics tonight. Everybody who's been interested in figure skating, which has certainly been trending a lot, the men's figure skating short program is tonight. So look for Adam Rippon and Nathan Chan, and of course, the commentary that everyone keeps talking about, Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski. That combination has just proved to give so many memes on social media.
How are they combined?
Tara and Johnny Weir?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how are they how are they together?
Yeah.
Oh, they're excellent. They're hilarious. They've been doing it this is their third Olympics, I want to say. But, they've become, they're almost as much of the spectacle as the actual skating itself at this point. Yeah. Also tonight, women's skiing freestyle, the aerials, that's always fun to watch. The men's skiing, the Super G, that's and women's snowboard as well. And, of course, we had some more good news last night. Michaela Schifrin, who is one of our Team USA girls on the slopes, she took home gold and actually did really, really well. She was expected to do well, but she did even better than what we thought, and she placed 0.39 seconds better than the runner-up from Norway. So more gold for USA.
Hi, gold, gold, USA, USA. 26 past the hour. Music news now in the form of the names that have been added to the Classics Act, both the Chambers of Commerce dealing with what to do with recording artists that had previously signed agreements, and now they are looking, this is music before 1972, that's why they call it the Classics Act. What about protecting the musical rights, compensating artists for their songs and for the writing of the songs, that sort of thing? There have been a lot of these things. It's been going on, this discussion has been going on for years, by the way.
Yeah.
Brought about by Ed and the Turtles, Flo and Eddie.
You're right. They did, I think, have the first kind of high-profile lawsuit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But now letters have gone to Congress from 40 different artists, Bette Midler, Henry Rollins, Linda Ronstadt, Billy Joel, Garth Brooks, Melissa Etheridge, Booker T, let's see here, Steve Cropper, Grace Slick, Suzanne Vega, Jackson Brown, Tina Turner, Neil Young, Carlene Carter, Loretta Lynn, on this list of people who want Congress to do something to protect. All right, they get no money. And this actually started with Phil Spector, who screwed the Ronettes out of $10 million about, I don't know, 15 years or so ago. That's really when this started. And the uproar that came out of it, because he said, well, there's no real reason to pay you because the law doesn't require me to. It was all music before 72 and the law changed. So let's get it changed. 28 after the hour.
Teeter Totter. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Teeter Totters consist of a single board balanced on a fulcrum. Children sit on either side and take turns going up and down on it. At some point during their play on a teeter totter, precocious children tend to attempt to find that exact spot where it can be perfectly balanced in the middle so that neither child's feet are touching the ground. And isn't that really the goal of life? I mean, we all have our ups and downs, but ultimately, we're all looking to find some balance in the midst of it all. Maybe today is a good day for you to play on the mental teeter-totter of life and be mindful to incorporate balance into whatever you're doing. For help finding balance in the midst of it all, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Whoops, wait a minute, 34 after the hour. I almost lost a few minutes of our time together. DJ V Show, Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Horn, Kara Schillen.
Victoria Horn.
Yes, that's true.
Our Jennifer Horn is in Hawaii.
Yes, she is. And birthday week off with her folks. All right, so today is Singles Awareness Day, the day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, I'm aware of it. You don't have to remind me.
Oh, no, I know. Doug's going to go right to, see, Kara, it's okay.
I don't know if I'm going to. I was not necessarily going to take that tact.
Uh-huh.
I was going to be kind.
We don't believe that.
Really? All right, so today also is National Wisconsin Day on Wisconsin. Wisconsin is rich in copper, lead, forest, fertile farmlands, great farming state, Wisconsin, really great dairy state, 30th state in the country, 1634, the year of French explorer Jean Nicolet. The first, I like that pretty good, huh? Jean Nicolet, the first European to reach Wisconsin while seeking the way to China. Yes, everybody always goes to Wisconsin first before they go to China.
He was the shortcut.
He was only a few miles off.
So anyway, the Badger State, and that has nothing to do with fur trading. It has to do with mining, and I don't know what the connection to badger, because badgers are woodchucks. So what was the...
Do they sniff out stuff? I don't know.
No, they actually, from what I've been reading about this, and now I know things about Wisconsin, the miners used to kind of burrow themselves into the mountains and for protection from the wind and the harsh weather. And so I guess because the way they burrowed made them look like badgers. They kind of mimicked how a badger would burrow into something, and so that's how it really happened.
All right. That's very good. I'm impressed. Sure you did your homework. Good job. Speaking of homework, let's get to the Olympics and figure out what's going on with the Jamaican bobsled team, because the fellow who is the coach apparently is upset, and I'm trying to figure out why he's upset. I'm going to go home. Really? Why are you going home? And just remember the joke about the Jamaican bobsled team?
Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
Yes.
Wasn't there a movie about that, too?
Yes, there was.
Cool Runnings. That's what that's from. I love Cool Runnings.
But they became pretty competitive, didn't they? Seems to me.
They did. I think they actually became pretty good.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the women's bobsled coach has quit because of some controversy.
I guess she was asked to switch from driving coach to track performance analyst, which I don't know the difference between all of them in bobsledding, but I guess she wasn't happy about that and decided to leave, and now they might not have the equipment to race.
She took her bobsled and went home?
I guess so.
Wow.
Which is like, way to screw your team over.
All right.
Jeez.
There's only one bobsled, though. That's what I'm sort of talking about.
Anyway. I love that they even try in Jamaica to be on the bobsled team.
Yeah, so Nigeria has the first bobsled team from not only from Nigeria, but from Africa. I don't think that they've gone yet, but I really want to see them go, too.
Mm. Well, did you see yesterday one of the things that was trending in sort of a very funny way was the double luge? Have you seen any of that? It's a thing. And it's two guys, and I don't know, I guess they have double luge for women, too. But it's two guys basically laying on top of each other on this little luge sled. And, of course, there were some crashes, and some of the crash positions that these men ended up in were just hilarious. Huh. Of course, made for a lot of commentary.
It's a nice race for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it made for a lot of funny commentary on social media.
Some other commentary. The North Koreans can't afford the Olympic Game hotel bill, so the South Koreans said, okay, we'll pay.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Some video floating around of Chloe Kim doing some sort of a press conference, and what I find weird is that the placement of the Coca-Cola bottle right in front of the microphone looks like a payoff. Is she doing some advertising for Coca-Cola?
Look at the video of her. I haven't seen that, but I do feel like she is sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Is she?
I wouldn't be surprised, but that's how they do it on, like, every single show now. I didn't notice it until sometime last year. I think it was on The Voice, but they all have, like, is it Dunkin' Donuts? Or they all have cups from the same company, and it's like every different show does it now. It's right in front of the microphone, so it's front and center. It's kind of awkward, but I wouldn't be surprised. I was looking at her Instagram earlier, and she's got a ton of different sponsors, like Toyota and everything. So I'm sure Coke is sponsoring her, too.
And now that she's a gold medal winner, too.
Everyone's
going to
try and hop on. Yeah.
All right, so what's the medal count for America and the medal count in general? How is that stacking up now halfway through the games?
Yeah, leading the way is still Norway. They have 16 medals total. Then Germany has 14. The Netherlands has 11. Canada has 11. And the United States now has 8. We've got 5 golds and 1 silver and 2 bronze. The interesting thing is the Netherlands has 5 golds and Norway also has 5 golds. So we're, in terms of gold medals, we're in the top 3. So we're doing really well.
So how does
this
compare?
And again, we've got figure skating, men's figure skating. We're expected to do really well in that. Yeah. So that could be another chance.
What is this in comparison to 4 years ago, or it was 4 years ago? What is the count? How are we doing about the same in the Winter Games this time around as we did last time around? Is there any?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah,
difference?
I'm looking it up now. It looks like Russia came in first in Sochi, which I guess isn't surprising.
And Russia is no. Well, now that Russia is really
doping,
because of all the doping,
yeah.
We've got the OAR. You know, the Olympic athletes from Russia. They're not really doing much because they're not doping, so they're not winning.
Yeah, I think they got silver in the team figure skating event, but I haven't really seen them doing much else. But it looks like also in Sochi, Norway came in second with 11 golds. Canada came in third, and U.S. came in fourth. We had 9 golds there, and 28 medals. So we've got
Germany and the Netherlands are the two kind of wild cards in this one, and they're both doing well. So
yeah,
we've got some other chances. I think Sean White he's got another event, doesn't he? The air event.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. I think we've got a few more
Big
snowboarding,
air.
A few more skiing events, and then hopefully ice skating will take figure skating will take a bunch home.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We've got some catching up to do.
Stormy Daniels is going to do inside wrestling.
Oh,
part of the.
I'm sure you would watch it. I've heard.
Yeah, apparently.
In other sports news here, the golfer Bill Haas and actor Luke Wilson involved in a pileup in L.A.
Yeah.
One person is dead. These two are friends, obviously. Haas
they're actually two different cars, and it just happened to be that Luke Wilson's car got clipped in this incident. So Bill Haas, the golfer, was practicing for a tournament that actually begins today. He's obviously not going to be participating now.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the passenger seat of a Ferrari. He was staying. The guy who was driving the Ferrari was killed. He is was sponsoring Bill Haas, and so he was driving him back and forth, and he was. Bill Haas was a guest in this man's home. He was driving the Ferrari way too fast and lost control, clipped Luke Wilson's car at an intersection, and then two other cars actually got involved in this as the car flipped. And so Bill Haas is lucky that he didn't even break any bones. He has some leg injuries. The driver of the car has died. He was a 71-year-old male. He died, and Luke Wilson was okay. He didn't have any injuries, but his car got pretty dinged up.
So they were not on the Pacific Coast Highway. They were in Pacific Palisades.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to have to do some more because I know, obviously, I shouldn't say obviously. I think it's when we say things like that, we're being, it's deprecating and not, it doesn't sound good. Anyway.
Saying what?
Things like, obviously, I shouldn't say that because it isn't obvious to people who are listening.
That you know this area,
this
you mean?
This area, right,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well,
they were coming from the Riviera Country Club, so if you know where that is, they weren't
sunset.
Too far from there. They were only a few miles.
That's interesting to me is it's, I mean, when you think of Ferrari or whatever, what was he driving? Yeah, Ferrari. You think of that as going pretty fast. It sounds like they were in a neighborhood, though. So
yeah.
I don't know if he was speeding way too fast through a neighborhood.
He apparently was going too fast in the neighborhood. Are the roads very windy there?
Very. Sunset Boulevard winds all over the place.
Maybe he crossed over a line or something.
Yeah.
And it's easy on Sunset all the way until you get to Beverly Hills. It winds and winds and winds. And so in this circumstance, when you come out of Pacific Palisades into Brentwood, it really is, once you get off of the Sunset starts at the Pacific Coast Highway, and once you get up to the top of the hill, it really is very windy. And so I know a lot of times in driving down that road when people are driving way too fast, in cars like Ferraris, fast cars, they show off some of these boobs that have these cars. They just love in the neighborhoods to go, you know, and there's no police presence. Police never stop anybody unless a black guy in a red convertible. You don't see any white people ever stopped by the police. And so this kind of stuff goes on, not all the time, that when it has this kind of serious consequence, but in this world, people kind of thumb their nose. Some people thumb their nose at the presence of rules. And then,
this to me is just like, you know, an older guy with a lot of money in a Ferrari, and he was going too fast, maybe showing off what the car could do. This is what killed Paul Walker a few years ago. You know, he
and
his friend
were testing.
It wasn't
an old guy driving the car. It was
no.
somebody.
And that they were just driving too fast in a Porsche that went out of control. And it just seems like they're, you know, when you have these types of high performance cars that are really not built for winding roads.
No, they're all plastic.
They're
not well engineered. They're close to the ground, so that gives them more of a chance to survive, if you will, on the curbs.
Yeah.
Whereas a car that I have a high. And you see Range Rovers all over the place out there. They're a dime a dozen. And there often you see people driving too fast in them. And I understand that. My car has way too much power. I've got a 500-horsepower engine. What the hell do you need a 500-horsepower engine?
Well, yeah, I imagine a lot of people who own these cars also don't have any experience on the track.
And
they don't
drive.
Have any driving lessons. Yeah. So they're driving these cars that can go super fast, have a ton of power, and they don't have any idea of how to actually use them.
No. It's kind of funny, and this is really reminding me of on the Kardashian show when Kylie Jenner, her boyfriend bought her a Ferrari, and Caitlyn Jenner said, okay, you have no idea what this car can do, and this is not safe. And so Caitlyn actually made Kylie go to a racetrack to actually learn how to drive the car before she allowed her to just take it out on the road or on, you know, on the freeway. And that's kind of like the responsible thing to do.
Well, I saw
a picture of the Kardashians. Learn how to have respect for the car.
One of the cars, I don't know who it was, getting out of a Range Rover yesterday. In some parking lot. And that's the other thing. The way the so-called news media, or the entertainment news media, follows these people around, that was part of the reason for an accident a few years ago when somebody was being chased by one of these outfits, and I don't remember what it was. It wasn't when Jenner ran into those people on the Pacific Coast Highway, but it was something similar to that, if I remember correctly. So anyway, that's the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
I know, right?
47 after the hour. Have you checked, and speaking of all of that, the things that are on the minds of folks who are searching, or not even searching, but they find, hey, did you see what somebody wrote about you on Google, or maybe on Twitter or on Facebook or any kind of social media? The first impressions that people get from you if they don't know you. And if you're a business person, especially someone who's in the public eye or trying to get the public to do business with you, and something happens that's negative, or somebody says something on Yelp, or whatever it is that could have negative impact on you, and you don't know how to get rid of it, time to call Reputation Defender at 855-432-4886. ReputationDefender.com. Go online. Or call them at 855-432-4886. They do pretty much what the name suggests. You got negative material from somebody who used to work for you, doesn't like you, somebody who is a client that doesn't like you. There are all kinds of reasons for people taking a shot at you. And if you want it fixed, whether it's a public thing or a private thing, you go to ReputationDefender.com. You use the code DJV, or you call them and say you're listening to the DJV show, 855-432-4886. Take care of yourself and your reputation. It's yours. Defend it. ReputationDefender.com/DJV.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the DJV Experience, Wednesday the 4th. Wait a minute, no, today's the, where am I looking 50. At the wrong day? Look at the calendar. Hello, this isn't Valentine's Day. We've all had our Valentine, and now we have to get into the technological realities of today, the 15th. The Ides of February are upon us. There is much focus on the cell phone usage in U.S. intelligence agencies, and we're going to get to that information from Victoria right after this information that also has great relevance.
The Geek Out.
You've heard of security cameras for your home, but now there's one for your car. A former executive of both Apple and Dropcam has launched the Owl. It's a cam that sits on your car's dash with front and rear cameras, multiple sensors, and it's always on, recording video of all the activity around the vehicle, even when it's parked. So not only does it capture accidents, but also break-ins or if somebody dings the car when you're not in it. The Owl is connected to the internet with its own cell account, so it sends the video to the cloud where it is stored. The Owl is available now. Costs $250 and a $10 a month connection fee. And I've got all the details about the Owl Car Cam over on our Twitter timeline at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
There was 50 Cent Jones.
All right, let's get at this. 56 after the hour, Victoria. What is the word from some of the folks, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, all the alphabet agencies? What are they saying?
All the agencies have issued a very stern warning to American citizens. Do not buy smartphones made by the Chinese tech companies Huawei or ZTE. Huawei is not one that I'm actually that familiar with, but ZTE I am. And so they say that the reason they don't want Americans buying these is because it poses a security threat to American consumers. And the FBI director, Chris Wray, said it's an issue for companies and local governments if they're using these two different brands and products and services. And it said because it's basically, it's a risk of letting any company be beholden to foreign governments. And they said these phones can be tracked, they can be hacked into, they can steal your data and all of your stuff. Huawei is actually, they were in talks with AT&T last year. They began talks to supply smartphones to AT&T. AT&T, I guess, smelled a rat and let it go. And they were actually praised in these hearings for putting their country before profits. So just be very careful. ZTE and Huawei, it's H-U-A-W-E-I. Stay away.
Stay away from Huawei.
That's how you can remember it, right?
Stay away from Huawei.
Right.
Or Huawei could be something that a three-year-old says instead of hooray, so get it. Spell it correctly. All right, so let's see about this digital detox camp. For those of you who didn't do well yesterday,
yep. If you had a rough Valentine's Day because you're single this year, there's actually a retreat that you can go to that features a digital detox for the brokenhearted. They have groups of 14 people per event, and it's to help newly single women rewire their hearts.
What about
and
men?
So, they do have some men there too, but it's really more for women. They have retreats in upstate New York and in Malibu, California, and basically what they do, they have all female experts. They have psychologists, behavioral scientists, energy healers. They have Zen activities that include alpaca petting. If you didn't know, alpaca petting is actually a thing.
Yoga petting meditation is much better, I'll tell you.
Cow petting is probably pretty nice. But one of the things that maybe these are trained therapeutic alpacas. One of the things that they do, the reason they focus on digital detox, and all girls can relate to this, the minute you break up with someone, all you want to do is stalk their social media sites. You're on their Instagram, you're on their Facebook, you're looking to see what they're doing and what they're updating and who they're dating, maybe if there's someone new.
So then you need ReputationDefender.com.
And so they say, so then they say that digital connections, like returning a text message from a partner or sending an emoji, did boost dopamine levels, and then women go through a withdrawal without the dopamine.
Anyway, sounds pretty dopey to me.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.